Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me, yours truly, Ann Finellis. Thank you for coming back and listening to my episode. If you are all caught up, thank you. If you are just now listening, you have plenty of episodes you can catch up on. This episode's a little bit different because I want to do TV show reviews. I do them over there on TikTok, and I used to do these things on Twitter Spaces with recapping TV shows, but it's kind of hard when I'm doing it solo on Twitter Spaces. But since I have my own platform, I have my own podcast, and I have a love and adoration for television and film, like, why not I do it here? So there are two shows that just got done wrapping up that I'm going to talk about. The first one is going to be Power Book 2, Ghosts, and the other one's going to be Succession. Both of these shows are on different networks. Power Book 2 is on Stars, and then Succession is on HBO. So if you have not seen this show and you do not like spoilers, or if you're currently watching the show and not caught up, I would say to go ahead and put it on pause and you can catch up when you're done so we can talk about it. Now, I'm not going to dive too much into both of these shows. I am just going to give you a bit of my opinions about the season overall. And the question that I have for myself at the end is, am I a fan or am I not a fan? Spoiler alert, I'm a fan of both of these shows, but one of these shows is really dragging it out. But based on what I've seen at the end, they did a pretty good job. I also want to say that the writer's strike is still going on right now. If you do not know what the writer's strike is about, so the writers, when you're a TV writer, it is something that you do. It's kind of like freelance writing sometimes. So the people who are protesting, they are a part of the Writers Guild Awards. So what that means is that they are part of a union that helps them fight for benefits, fair pay, and it's basically just being able to get a livable wage. So every year they have contract renegotiation so they can get better pay. Being that streaming has not only killed artists, it's also hard for writers as well, because as you're seeing, a lot of your favorite shows are on streaming services, and unfortunately they do not get paid enough for those streaming services. There's so much going on. I would encourage you to definitely look it up, find out more about it, because these writers need to get paid. As great as television are, they are one of the backbones of TV. And actors don't have a job if there's no writers. You know, there's no more silent films. So we need people to write these beautiful scripts for us. Now, the writer's strike to me kind of like triggers me, because the writer's strike was one of the reasons why I will say Girlfriends was canceled. So like history always does, repeating itself, as someone who is a writer, I'm going to say go ahead and pay those people. Pay those people what they are worth. Pay those people what they are owed, and make it fair. Because it does not make any sense for someone to work on a show that is making X millions of dollars with X million budget, and they're getting paid pennies, literally pennies. So fix it immediately, because TV is important, and I'm not trying to be bombarded by TV shows. I mean, sorry, reality TV shows, because y'all, Selling Sunset this season was very hard to watch, but I got it done. And I have a little review on TikTok if you're interested. So let's get into Life of the Tejadas. Power Book 2 Ghosts. And I say that because this entire season was bombarded by the Tejadas, which are just the most... This family, they are just so deranged and simply act on emotions, which is the worst. And I feel so bad for Tariq working with this family, this ungrateful, shady, sneaky, lying family. You thought his family was bad? No, this family takes the cake. I mean, aside from Monet, who is the most villainous person in the Tejadas, Drew Tejada. Drew, every time this man is on screen, I am just so scared of what he will do next, because he acts based on his emotions with no logic at all. Now, you think Kanan was bad, but at least Kanan is smart to a certain degree. And then now Diana makes me nervous. Now, you know, if you're caught up in the season, Drew and Diana are working together to take down their mom, which is a terrible job because once their mom finds out, they're just out of it, you know? And at the end of the show, the way they all turn their backs on Tariq, who is the entire Tejada family, Noma turned their back. Effie turned her back. And Effie, girl, like, I simply don't understand it. I know you're in love with Tariq. I get that. But what you did to him, how you lied to him, and when he tried to help you, you didn't want the help. And then you turn your complete back on him just so you could, you know, I guess, survive the way you've been surviving. Girl, I guess. I want to say that the entire Noma and her crew character is really just like, listen, I thought we would get more context about this woman, but apparently we haven't got any context. And that's what really annoys me, because this show has so many storylines, so many characters. And it's like, can we go back to the storyline, what this show is actually about? I believe the Tejadas this season had way too much screen time. And I don't care about their family issues. Their family issues that ends up Tariq having to resolve. Kanan needs to be, child, I'm gonna wait about Kanan. I need Tariq to just trust the people that he knows, because moving further, he can no longer trust any one of the Tejadas. What Kanan did to Lauren's family was like, now why'd you go and do that? You ain't had to go and do that. And for him to say, I don't listen to this nigga. I don't know why Tariq even trusts Kane at this point. I don't. But the hero at the end of this show was Braden Weston, a part of the Weston Holden family Ponzi scheme, which is not his dad's fault, basically his brother's fault, Lucas. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that he would finally be able to, you know, off someone. Took a long time, but I feel like now, since he's able to off someone in his family, he could be able to actually off other people. Because y'all, if Tariq was off, like if he something happened to him, I'm like, all right, let's cut the cameras, the show is over, because what's the reason for the show to even go on? Now I'm wondering if we will ever see Lauren again. I don't want to see Tariq with any love interest, because like his father, women distract him and women betray him, and it only ends with him being dead. Now, in this season, not only did Tommy Egan make a special appearance, but so did Tasha. And I miss seeing Tasha on the screen. I love seeing the desperation in her eyes. She's one of those actors who act very well with their eyes. And knowing that her and Tommy have made a truce, I love that, because they're like the only family they have left. Yes, situation got pretty rocky and Tasha was just trying to protect her own family. But hey, as a mom, you got to do what you got to do. Now, I really want to know your thoughts on this season overall. I think it took way too long for it to start picking up, and I hate when shows do that. I think the writing this season was bad. Not sure if the show is rushed, but it was honestly not my favorite. Cooper Sachs, he had to go. I'm glad that he did go. It took them long enough to drag this man to this next show. He was a snake, and honestly, I felt bad for him for like, I mean, I don't know, 0.3 seconds. But he knew the danger that he signed up for, and being his shady little self, all these letters that he's been sending out. I want to know what the one letter said to Angela Valdez's nephew. I need to know, because it's like, ooh, it's spicy. I really do hope this show gets picked up. A new season is renewed, but I wanted to make more sense. I needed to make more sense. I need storylines on people, because I know they're going to introduce new people to this show. So I need to know who Noma is, more about her. And the dude that they had to get the visas for, because I'm just so confused sometimes. I'm going to keep saying it. I don't like when TV shows add new characters with no context. It's like, am I supposed to care about you? Are you a villain? What is your storyline? What is your relevancy to this show? So that's what I want to say about Power overall. The Tejadas are the worst. But then you have Noma. It's Tariq and Braden against the world at this point. because mama got to go back in hiding and Tommy can't do nothing about it because it's not his war to fight, but they started a war. And it also shows you that in this season, this season was a determining factor why you are now rooting for Tariq. Because everyone has done him wrong and now you have no choice but to root for him because he's not a villain anymore. He was a villain, but the way everyone turned their backs on him, he ain't got no trust fund no more. He don't got nothing. His nice car was taken away. He ain't got a plug. Ooh, Tariq ain't got nothing. So being that they're based in New York, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm very eager to find out what happens next. I wish I was able to find the writers on the show to have a conversation with them. Maybe one day I'll be able to introduce writers on the show, or maybe one day I'll be able to, you know, actually write something. But overall, I am a fan of this show. But if this next season is not any better, I'm literally going to lose interest. Overall, I rate this season a 8.5 out of 10. So, yeah. Very interesting characters. I just wish there was more of a storyline and backstory behind them. Because also, I want to know more about, you know, Monet. I want to know more about Lorenzo. I want to know more about these adult characters. Like, what was the point of bringing Harper back just to possibly be with Councilman Lawrence Tate, you know? Like, nah, I guess we're not going to have any more classroom scenes. So she's going to be in the next season. I don't know. So many questions because I need to know what's going to be going on. I'm a person when I watch TV, I just want to know more about the characters because that really shows the character development in the show. And also shows that how much time did the writers put into the writing so you can see the complexity of everything. But that is my opinion on Power Book 2, Ghost. Again, 8.5. I am a fan, but slowly losing interest in the show. But I'm rooting for Tariq, which is the craziest thing to say because I used to hate this kid. Remember when we all used to hate Tariq? Yeah, look at us. We all have empathy towards this man. But, you know, everyone's against you and you don't have your mom to help you and the law is constantly behind you and you're involved with these crazy Tejadas and then there's Noma. Child, Team Tariq. Moving on to Succession. I want shows to bring back theme songs. I'm so happy that these two shows that I'm talking about have a very solid theme song with great graphics and images. Going back to Power Book 2 Ghosts, they have an amazing theme song. Like, I let the song play out. I love the visuals that go with the show. Succession, this theme song, man, it reminds me of Power. It reminds me of Power as in like actual power, not the TV show Power. Money, wealth, New York. Like every time I'm in the city, like this theme song plays in my head. I just want to wear a power suit, have my hair in like the finest cut bob ever, and just walk around the streets. I'm that serious. And Succession is a crazy show. It is also a show that's very heavy. It is a bit hard to sometimes understand it completely. I may have to watch it once or twice. A lot of times, well, I always listen to a podcast after the Succession, and it's an official Succession podcast hosted by Karen Swisher. She has Jeremy Strong, which is the writer and creator of the show. She has Jeremy Strong, one of the actors of the show, and they also have the writers come, the directors come to the show and they talk about it. Brian Cox was on there, the person who plays Shiv. Roman was on there. Listen, it's an amazing show. And this show reflects the world as such a weird and odd way because the show had the election in it, and the election was kind of close to, you know, Donald Trump's election that he won in 2016, which was very a dark moment for us. There was the thing about the Gojo deal, and the Gojo deal very much so reminds me of Twitter being bought. It's just a show that really reflects reality, and even though it's completely fictional, it's fake, it's just like these people really study what's going on in the real world to actually make a show that's so amazing and so beautiful. The beauty of this show is the locations that they go on to film. You just have to watch it, okay? It's just shows about white people and their problems, their first world problems is completely insane. But let's talk about the actual show, because this show has finally completed with the seasons. There is no more Successions. Not sure if there's going to be a spinoff. If there is, that would be amazing. But about Tom Wamsgant, I don't care how I'm saying his name, succeeding in working with Lucas to buy Waystar, I'm sorry, ATN, is insane. I think in total he would be buying ATN and Waystar, the entire thing itself, which is just freaking bananas. I never liked Tom's character. I just don't like the guy. He's rude. He's nasty. He's just like, I never liked Tom. And for Tom to come out on top, I see why. Because Lucas wants someone who is just going to be a person to just absorb, be the face man, because Lucas wanted somebody who is based in the U.S. And Shiv is just a little bit too bossy. Can't really trust her. I was rooting for Shiv, but she's just, ugh. Now, the question is, do I think that Kendall should have been the person to succeed? I would want him to. I really do was hoping Kendall would, because Roman can't do it. Now, I wouldn't mind Kendall and Roman being co-chair as they were appointed. I wouldn't mind that, but I knew he wouldn't last long because Kendall was starting to make moves on his own without his brother. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing there. So I don't really trust you. But there's so much conversation about Shiv not wanting to vote for her brother. And she said she can't do it out of good faith. That scene in the other office when the siblings were just arguing, it's crazy. And I knew Shiv would betray Kendall once again when they're making that nasty concoction and she spit. And it reminds me of, I hate talking about spit, but it reminds me of the prior season, I think probably season 2, when she spit into his book. Because that's when she's about to, you know, drive the knife down his back. And I don't trust any of the family members. I don't like any of them. I'm glad that my girl Jerry still has a job, because Jerry's smart. She's on her feet. She knows things. And I believe that Jerry is right. If Roman listened to Jerry, they would have gone a lot farther. She has a lot of experience, even though Logan did not like Jerry at a certain point. She's about her business. She does her thing. She's very respectful. She's very kind to a certain extent. And she's just, you know, like, she's on it. Now, I do also like Frank and Carl. I love I call them the OG gang. I think they're very cool. I honestly could respect them. They're older white men with a lot of experience, and they're very close to Logan, to a certain extent. You know, they're there at his party. They're there on the plane with him when he passed away. This show, I could talk about it for so long, but I would just say, what is this show basically about? It is, imagine a wealthy media family who owns, let's say, ATN is equivalent to Fox. This family knows prominent leaders, presidents, future presidents, senators, billionaires. They know everyone. And they have a lot of power that they can basically, in a way, vote for the next president. And the father, who has had health issues, wants one of his kids to take over. But the thing about his kids is that although he loves them, they are not very serious people. So instead of waiting to the end for him to pick who's going to be next, he sadly passes away. And, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Like I said, this is full of spoilers, okay? Full of spoilers. So he passes away, and ultimately the decision is left to many people, but most importantly, a vote of the board. I would say watch the show, listen to the podcast. You are going to see so many similarities in real life that you're going to be like, oh my gosh. The world is crazy. And it very much so is crazy. But anyways, y'all, that completes what I'm talking about today in terms of these two shows. Oh, I do want to say I am a fan of Succession. I think this show is, I did not like the ending, but I would say is a 9.5 out of 10 because the ending just made me just sad because out of everyone, I did not want Tom. I hate what Tom has done to Greg. Greg is just someone who's just trying to make sure he gets a job. He's trying to get a piece of the pie, and he successfully has, thanks to Tom. But overall, these people are all criminals. They all suck. They're not good people. And Shiv, girl, I wish the best for you. You have now become your mother, the person that you don't like, by staying in this marriage. Well, by treating Tom like garbage to begin with, because at first I believe he did love you, but now you guys are together, I guess, for the sake of the baby and the sake of the interest of the company, I would say. Because in a way, Shiv does not need Tom, you know, this acquisition. She's now a billionaire along with her siblings. But she decides to stay. And it won't be a happy marriage because Shiv is not happy with what Tom did. But hey, she made her decision. She made her bed. Now she lies in it, becoming her mother that she does not like. But anyways, though, what did you guys think about the show? If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to leave a comment. If you love this episode, please give me 5-star reviews and wherever you're listening to. Leave a comment. I take feedback. You can always message me on social media, either on Twitter or on Instagram, @fanoflife. Thank you, as always, for listening. And there will be a new episode next week, of course. And we're going to talk about a few other things. But anyways, thank you for the Take What You Need podcast. I highly recommend these shows. So if you're looking for something to binge watch, and if you have Stars or if you have HBO, enjoy. Talk to you later. Bye.